is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Another exciting Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I know it's a holiday weekend, sort of. So it's like the end of a big four-day weekend. And you have no expectation that the radio that you're listening to is actually live. You've been listening to the radio all holiday weekend long, four long days, and you've been hearing Zippo.
Unless you tuned into Free Talk Live, because you did a show on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, and the day after Thanksgiving, Friday. Saturday, Sunday now. And that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's in the name. We do a live show for you.
We talk.
We talk live as often as we can. So you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Like I said, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I'm so excited about it. That's why I'm repeating it. And also the website at freetalklive.com. Not only is the show interactive where you can call us at 855-450-3733 and interact, but you can go to freetalklive.com and interact there. There are ways for you to upload stories or blog posts or videos or whatever, and people will vote up your submission or vote it down. You can do the same to other people's, depending on what you'd like to see up at the top, and we read those and go through them, and we're likely to use them for show prep. Again, it's freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, I guess it was it the last Sunday edition was our Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live, or was it the Sunday before?
I think this was now 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks, yeah, because it was 11th day, 11th month, that whole thing.
Yes.
So I don't know if this email is related to that. It's not doesn't specifically.
Oh, boy, this ought to be a good one. You can't tell what it's referencing.
I mean,
guess it's probably because of that. Because I can't remember. You told me that you had an email about veterans coming up first tonight. And I said, well, I can't really remember when we really talked about veterans last. And, of course, you know, we did do that Veterans Day edition, but it was kind of banished from my memory.
Mostly about war, and I'd say not less about veterans. But this person has written me an email, and we generally don't read emails here on Free Talk Live. It is a bad way to communicate with Free Talk Live. If you want to communicate with Free Talk Live, we have a telephone number. It's 855-450-3733. But there's another rule to talk radio out there, and that rule is you should talk about the things that are on your mind. And this email has been on my mind. I got it 4 days ago from a gentleman who's clearly upset about my position on the show regarding sort of the military. He sent it to me and to the regular FTL at Free Talk Live address. And if you want to send email, that's a terrible place to send one.
Might as well send it to the trash.
Yeah. There's just so much stuff that goes in there that it just doesn't get really much attention. But mine does. And I'm going to read, this is Eric's email here, and I'm not going to use his last name. There's no reason for that. I'm not trying to shame him or anything like that. I just want to point out sort of some beliefs that people have, and I think that it's important to look at, fundamentally, critically look at our beliefs. If I have a belief that has not been looked at critically, I sincerely hope people call me on the telephone, and we can analyze my beliefs. Because I'd like to do that, and it does take time. It takes time to shed old beliefs, looking at new ones, but I hope that I can use critical analysis and come to what I believe the most moral set of beliefs are.
Well, that's a very brave position, Mark. I appreciate that you take that.
Well, I think everybody takes that position.
I don't know. I think there are
they're
some
actually confronted with...
Yeah.
I do that.
Right.
And I'm certain I have beliefs that I do not, that I'm not thinking critically about, but I don't know what they are, that must not be true. Anyway.
So what did this guy say?
He says, "Dear sirs," and he puts it in lowercase and some quotation marks.
Sirs?
Sirs.
Okay, so I assume he's not addressing me?
Maybe not. Okay. I don't know.
He didn't send this email to me, by the way. He
it
just
was
sent
not.
It to you. Yeah.
I'm a veteran. And I have a message to your show. There's a little thing called respect, pride, dignity, virtue, and yes, intelligence. Is that one little thing?
No, that's a bunch of things.
Or is that four things
four
that
big
might
things.
Even be big? Okay. And yes, intelligence. You people have none of that. Let me explain how I come to that conclusion. Now, this is a good gripper of a first sentence. You want to get somebody's attention, draw them into the email.
You've got your attention, yep. Yeah, by insulting you. Yep. Actually, I mean, maybe you and I have a little different style in our communications, Mark, but when somebody starts out an email by insulting me, and I have gotten them before, usually it's about the paleo diet, yeah. Actually, but... When somebody,
strange.
Yeah.
Somebody cares about your diet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but when someone starts out an email by insulting me, I tend to actually discount the rest of the message. I usually just don't listen. And well, oftentimes when you come out against somebody, they kind of get backed into a corner and they just dig in their heels even further.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
So if you start off with with some bombast, the chances are good that you're not going to convert anybody. But if you just want to vent, and I'm going to assume that's what Eric wants to do here, is to do a little venting, then, you know, vent away, right? I've got pretty thick skin. I know that, I try to be... Look, I didn't get into this business because I cry a little bit every time that somebody disagrees with me. So let's go on here. Maybe you don't bash the troops every show, but every show you are bashing the troops.
Oh, my.
Look, I didn't write this, and if you want to have people take your emails seriously that you disagree with, the first thing you should do is make sure that you proofread them, because everybody makes mistakes in grammar, everybody makes mistakes in spelling, but when somebody disagrees with you, the first thing they're going to do is glom on to the stuff that you've gotten wrong. It's sort of grammatically, it's an easy thing to sort of, you're dumb, and just make fun of you and then not pay attention to what you have to say after that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that, but I am going to read this thing verbatim.
Well, and someone could say... You know, it's a little bit making some assumptions, but someone could say, look, if somebody cares enough to correspond with me, the least they can do is take the time to make sure that they're communicating something in a way that I can understand. Because when there's a grammatical error every sentence, no joke, I have trouble understanding what the person's saying sometimes. You know, it's hard. It's more difficult to read. And if you want somebody to read your email, make it easy to read.
Grammar is an important way to make it easy to communicate. I mean,
that's why
it is.
We
it's
have
a tool
grammar
for communication.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to be, you know, what they're calling a grammar Nazi. I think it's an overuse of the term Nazi. Fine, but I'm not going to be a stickler on grammar. I'm going to try to understand what people say, but I'm just going to read this.
Sometimes
verbatim.
You literally can't. Yeah, but go on anyway.
Number one, the troops protect your freedom. They protect your lives and they protect the economy. Last week, you told a caller that the military bases don't do anything for the economy, and even that they are a drain on the economy. There would be no economy if not for the military. Without the military protecting your butts, there would be no business activity in America right now, because we would be under the rule of someone like Saddam Hussein or the Shah of Iran. Interesting that they picked, by the way, that he picked two dictators that were installed by the United States government in puppet states. So, I mean, he didn't pick a natural sort of dictator like Castro or, Idi Amin or something
Chavez.
Like that. Somebody who came up on their own. Well, Chavez is democratically elected, I think.
Okay.
I don't trust those elections, but...
wasn't installed by the U.S., right?
Right, wasn't installed by the U.S. So it's interesting that he picked those two, and both of those leaders were installed by the U.S. at least at one point. So the idea that we would have no freedom without the troops...
That's a good one to debunk.
This is one that we face all the time on Free Talk Live, and I certainly, certainly believed this at one point in my life. I would like to take people down the path that I took in unrolling this.
Mm.
And that was to look at individually the conflicts that have occurred, sort of in reverse order, and ask myself, would I be free without this conflict? So, if I go back to Afghanistan and Iraq... Would the United States be any more or less free with those, without those conflicts?
That's a good question to ask.
If somebody can answer those questions, this question for me, and explain to me how the United States would be less free without having gone into the conflicts in Iraq or Afghanistan, I'd love to hear it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. We'll continue on with this email. 855-450-FREE.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly in high.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. As I said, the SACL toll-free call-in line. BitInstant.com is the place to get your bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online currency that allow peer-to-peer open source. They're peer-to-peer and open source. They allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. And you have complete control of your bank account. That in and of itself is the revolutionary thing about bitcoins. Suddenly you can have your money safe and you can control it. That's something that's entirely different than all other currencies in the world. And I think that bitcoins are going to change the world. And I think that as consequently, they're going to become much more valuable. And I recommend you get your bitcoins soon. And BitInstant.com is the way I recommend you do it. BitInstant.com. Got more than a million locations, 30 countries. They make it easy for you. BitInstant.com. Well, Stephanie, let's go to the phones here. We got Josh in Florida. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to talk a little bit about your question on whether we're more or less free, whether on you said Afghanistan and Iran, but I'd say that...
Correct.
I don't feel personally that our freedom is granted to us by us being in a foreign country or occupying a foreign place. I think that it would, I mean, what would happen if something were to go on in the United States? You'd have to, I mean, all our troops are out in another country. What are they supposed to do, fly back? How long would that take?
Well, I would say that likely the amount of troops that are on the soil here in the United States, I contend the United States is relatively safe anyway. But we have more troops probably than the vast majority of countries in the world. We probably have more troops on the ground than in the United States currently than Canada does.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you're probably right on that one.
So, and also, let's not forget that there are more than 300 million guns in the United States in the possession of about 300 million people. Now, obviously, those guns tend to be concentrated in the hands of probably about 10% of the population. But, you know, those are the people that you would want to have the guns to. So, I tend to think that any kind of attack on the United States soil is unlikely.
Yeah, you're probably right on that, too. I would think, though, that having all of our troops inside the U.S. You wouldn't have to have agencies like TSA, or you wouldn't have to create new agencies. You could use our military to guard our border instead of having some people with that corrupt people like Border Control or people who aren't necessarily... in our military.
Well, why is the Border Control corrupt?
I'm not saying me personally, I believe that, but I've heard people say that.
I believe they're corrupt, but some. I think, well, were you asking that question because you're trying to get at the incentives that they have?
Right, the incentives, I would say, are?
Well, they don't make very much money, for one, so they can make a lot more by taking bribes than by just taking their salary, and they don't have any accountability.
Only people that make less would be privates in the military, right?
I suppose, yeah. And they have no accountability, so they usually don't get caught when they do something, you know, that's corrupt.
Yeah, she's right on that, they don't have the accountability of our military would have, you know.
Why would the military have more accountability?
Yeah, I don't know that they have much either.
Why would the military have more accountability than the Border Patrol?
I mean, it would be backed by, they would have to be held up to a, they would, should be held up to a lot higher standard. I would think.
Maybe should, but are they? I don't think so.
The one thing is, this is, okay, so if I have a military, here's what I'd like to do with that military. I'd like to keep it around until somebody does something way out of hand, and then I would like that military to kill from here to the capital of that country. And that's what I would want that military to do. I don't want to use that military to police things, to guard things, to hire guards to guard. I want to hire police to police. I want to hire chefs to cook. And I want to hire brain surgeons to cut brains. I do not want to hire soldiers to do any of those things. Because soldiers should be soldiering, to me.
Yeah, I don't agree with having to pay them to guard our border or pay them to be a security guard. I would think that them being in the military would be part of their duty is to protect our border and make sure that people come in that are safe for our country and that people that shouldn't be in here out.
Thanks for the call, Josh. 855-450-FREE. You can call in. Give us your opinion, too.
There's also the idea that when a military is just around, I mean, there are lots of people who cite the idea that the founding fathers didn't believe in a standing army, right? And their military wasn't supposed to be just around doing nothing, because when that happens, they get used for militarization of police in the U.S. and, like, all kinds of other things. They're going to get used for something if they're around, and it's going to be the only tool that they have, which is force. When you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? And so when you're trained in the military to do the dirty work of killing, right, and cracking skulls, that's what you're going to do.
Well, the Founding Fathers wanted a militia, and a militia is much more a defensive organization rather than a military, which is much more offensive organization. Certainly the two can be used in somewhat interchangeably, but militias tend to be not as good at the job of, killing and much better at the job of being killed than, professional militaries.
You kind of wonder, too, all this stuff with ground combat and shooting and stuff. Technology is making all of this stuff really obsolete. I mean, I would like to evolve to a world where peace is the only way, and I know this sounds a little you could say I'm idealistic or whatever, but why are people thinking about, you know, conflicts between nations where there are people like locking heads in the field with gunfire and stuff like that? I mean, if there's a conflict between governments, like, why do we need to go back to the Dark Ages, essentially, and just fight it out with these people that they hire, hired muscle?
I don't know the reasons. When one looks at situations, so let's look at the Afghanistan conflict. I think that this is one worth looking at. A lot of people, the standard story is the United States wanted Saddam Hussein, and the Taliban wouldn't turn him over. As a matter of fact, the Taliban was working with him. And so therefore, we had to go in and occupy. The story, the real story is the Taliban said, sure, we'll give you Saddam Hussein, but we're going to turn him over to a neutral third party. You people are all wrapped up in emotional stuff right now, and we don't trust you, the United States, George Bush, to take care of this. So we'll turn him over to Saudi Arabia for trial. He can be tried on a neutral third party. That wasn't good enough for the United States. Okay? And, by the way, you know, the United States has some really strong ties with Saudi Arabia. So if the Taliban did turn him over to the Saudi Arabia, then, well, you know, maybe they probably could have gotten him. And they didn't. I mean, they could have used subterfuge rather than the longest war in U.S. history to get what they wanted.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, how many trillions of dollars went after getting Osama bin Laden, and what could have been done otherwise?
Why waste a good crisis, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yep, they often do say that. So we got another caller here, 855-450-3733. Call in with your opinion. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been going through this email here from a veteran who doesn't feel that we give enough respect, I guess, to veterans. And you can call in and give us an opinion on that or whatever you want. Also, I want to tell you about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one state. Not all of them have the same opinions on every subject, I'd like to point out. And
closer than your average person, though, right?
Yeah. Probably closer. What they tend to believe is that you should not use force for the gain in the area of political or social areas, especially initiate force. You can use force to protect yourself, but do not initiate it. So if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, the Free State Project may be the choice for you. Go there, sign up, freestateproject.org. Let's go to Annie in St. Louis. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you guys doing tonight?
All's well.
Great.
Good. When you were talking about the military, when people say, I thank the military for their service and all that kind of stuff, I do if they were drafted. But anybody that, enlisted, especially after 9/11. I mean, it's like all you have to do is go on the internet and find out that our government doesn't take care of our military. And
it's sad, but one would think that they would take better care, and they seem not to.
Yeah, and I also, do you feel safer? I don't.
I don't.
No.
No.
I mean,
I think one could use the military to make us safer. I don't think it's done.
Exactly. I agree with you. And I, just think that the military nowadays are, kind of stalkers.
Stalkers?
Suckers.
Oh, suckers. Because they're accepting a bill of goods, basically.
Well,
recruiters are, have been known to... I don't know.
Story.
I've heard some that say they outright lied, but I think a lot of them are kind of just exaggerating how good it's going to be. And 18-year-old people who are about to sign up for the military don't necessarily have all the life experience to be able to say, maybe this isn't such a good idea for me.
They're not just recruiting 18-year-olds. They're going into the high schools at the freshman level.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, there are some groups that have... there's some groups that have counter-recruitment materials that they want to go into the schools and distribute, and the schools will say, no, you can't because you're a political organization. One of my friends actually tried to do this in the Bay Area of California, and she was told, well, you're a political organization. And she said, well, what's the military? Of course, they're a political organization, too.
Yeah, I believe that there's been rulings on this from, you know, ACLU cases that if recruitment's allowed, then counter-recruitment needs to be allowed also. But, I also think that, oftentimes the people that make the best soldiers tend to make the worst decision makers when it comes to contracts. And the government takes advantage of that situation. And also, when you take a look at, there's a recent VA study that came out that showed that people in the military have, people who were in the military tend to have very little knowledge. Fewer than half of them, more than half of them, know what kind of benefits that they're eligible for, even if they're willing to go look for those benefits. They just don't know about them.
It's a poverty draft.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, that's the case. Annie, I do appreciate your call. Thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. And she's right. A lot of people join the military for financial reasons, and that's why they have paychecks, right?
And for emotional reasons, because they're trying to, fulfill their family line. They're getting pressure from outside sources that are telling them, like, this is an honorable and good thing to do.
Need a career.
Yeah. Yeah, or maybe they feel like they have no other options. There's lots of reasons why people might join the military, but a lot of them, I have trouble thinking of reasons why someone would join the military that are genuine and that are coming from sort of their true self, that are, really intrinsic motivations for joining the military. So,
let's go to Les in Virginia. Les just called in here. Les, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the military now. I think the military now is better than it has been.
How so?
I did my time. I got out in 95, from the Army.
Okay.
And these kids are exposed to a lot more. They receive some of the best training and equipment. And, it's still like it was when I was in. The weekends, it's the day, it's your day off like any other job, and they're, it's partying, drinking, and doing, whatever. But these kids are, they're brought in, they're given good benefits, and they know, they're lined out from the beginning on what those benefits are going to be.
The Veterans Administration study shows that they don't know what those are. Now, maybe they've been communicated to them on the first day of boot camp. I wouldn't be able to say.
And they forgot. But, I have no reason to disbelieve what the caller said, especially because he's got a little more experience in this area than me. But I know that I've been hearing a lot of stories that say people aren't getting the mental health benefits that they were promised, that they're actually, getting denied those. They didn't have adequate body armor for much of the Afghanistan and Iraq conflicts. And they're just like this year. The military, the Army, came out with a specific body armor that was designed for women. They were used to be giving them small men's sizes, and it just didn't fit them right and stuff like that. And so I don't know. I feel a little skeptical about that claim that they're being given the absolute best stuff.
They're, the Army's like any other business. It was always by bulk buys and everything like that. It was that way when I was in. I think one of the biggest problems has always been that we've never been prepared to deploy the amount of troops to as many locations at the same time as we are now. So,
but isn't that a problem of U.S. imperialism, kind of? Isn't that a problem of, like, the government's making these decisions to send troops to all different places, and maybe some of those places or all of those places, there's not much of a justification for them to be there?
Well, I think a lot of it, like with Iraq, we spent all that money in that country, and only to give it back to them. We took the country, we accomplished what we needed, we should have been compensated for it, whether that was the resources, the country, or whatever else. I mean,
But what does that mean exactly, compensated?
We spent tens of trillions of dollars, over there, and the Iraqi people aren't compensating us for their new freedoms. We destroyed.
Wow. I mean, there was a lot of destruction that went on in that country. You could argue that there was damage that was done to things that people owned and their families and irreplaceable things lost. And you're saying that they should compensate the U.S. government somehow? They had a lot that was taken from them.
We've also given them probably a hundredfold back for what's been lost.
Well, according to the State Department... According to the State Department, there were 100. This is the State Department's numbers that came through WikiLeaks. There were about 125,000 people who died who were non-military non-combatants that were killed. That puts the number at about 90% of casualties were civilians. I mean, it's difficult to pay them back in a hundredfold for those, right?
I think it's difficult to say that for any type of conflict. That, you know, it's going to be to where you could do it at a minimal of collateral, you know, collateral damage where innocents would be hurt. I mean, the only way to avoid that period is not to have conflict.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that. What kind of freedoms would you say that the Iraqis have gained? I'm just curious, what exactly did they gain in terms of freedom?
They do actually have better security. No?
Better security?
Yes, they do.
Anything else?
They are suffering from infrastructure problems. You know, people
they were blown
up? Power plants. You've got to replace all that stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Wes. Les, I appreciate it. 855-453. Your comments next. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-453. So, if you want to get archives of Free Talk Live, you can do it by going to archives.freetalklive.com. We've got archives there going back for free for 6 years. We even have links to ones going back farther than that. Free Talk Live's been on the air for 10 years, and we've got archives from that whole time. We were podcasting before podcasting had a word. Actually, we weren't podcasting, but we had MP3 files available for download on the internet, because podcasting means having those files delivered in some
on a
computer
feed or something. Yeah.
Yes, a really simple server. Anyway.
I'm still waiting for somebody to call in and said, now, on November 1st, 2006, you said this. Can you comment on that, Mark?
You're going to have to remind me. But if you want to go listen to what happened on November 1st, 2006, you can do that at archives.freetalklive.com, and you can do it for free. All the other shows out there, likely, most of them, most of the commercial shows, they're going to charge you for their stuff. Free Talk Live.
If they make it available at all, yeah.
Indeed. Let's go to Ross. Ross, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you calling from, Ross?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm calling in reference to the previous caller. She said that, you know, she doesn't think it's worth the time to thank, you know, current people that are currently serving or served after 9/11. And I don't know. I don't really agree with that. I mean, yeah, maybe there is some, you know, some of the people may have been naive or whatever, but I don't really think that's fair to, you know, just to totally dismiss them and say they're, you know, not worth thanking at all.
Well, let me ask you, why do you want to thank them?
Well, I mean, it may sound a little cliche, but I think, you know, a lot of them, probably not all of them, but, you know, they did write a blank check, you know, protect the country, even
sure.
if...
Absolutely.
Even if,
well, I think they wrote a blank check. They wrote a blank check to the government of the country. Because, I mean, they talk
right.
about the country, but the country doesn't tell the military where to go. Politicians in Washington, D.C. do, right?
True.
Okay,
and
so
I think,
they wrote a blank check to politicians.
I think if you want to, you know, really, if you really want to support the troops, you should, you know, do everything you can to make sure they're not being used for, you know, pointless missions or activities, you know.
How does one do that?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I would love to know the answer to that question.
Here's how I feel, Ross. I feel like there hasn't been a war or a conflict in the last six decades that has been worthy of putting American lives on the line, frankly, any lives, because when Americans go out there, there tend to be, 10 to 100 to 1 deaths on the other side. You know, our soldiers are relatively well protected compared to the folks on the other side.
Right.
You know, so what, I don't think that any of those conflicts make much sense. I don't hate the people in the military for going. I mean, if I was in the military, I'd probably go where I was told to go, too. I'd be scared of what the consequences would be.
I mean, I am a vet, too, and, you know, and I mean, that's part of the thing. Even if you don't, there's a big thing where you want to be there for your friends and, you know, government might not agree with everything, but there's definitely a desire to participate, I guess. But
if someone were to thank you, would you want them to be thanking you out of a genuine appreciation for something that you did, or because they felt social pressure to say thanks, but they didn't really mean it?
Well, that's the thing too. I feel it's really awkward sometimes when people thank me because it's like they're just doing it out of habit. Sometimes, you know, they don't really know anything about the military, or sometimes they don't even know. You know, I've had people thank me and then like, oh yeah, what was the name of that country? You know, we're at war in again. You know, people don't even know where where a lot of soldiers are.
And they're not going to learn either, by the way.
Well, that points to the fact that there is a lot of social pressure to just kind of blindly say, like, yeah, the military can do no wrong, and we got to thank them for their service and be really, deferential to them, even if we disagree with what they're doing.
You know, Ross, speaking of that, I thought it was interesting. There was a survey done out in Afghanistan, and I imagine doing surveys in Afghanistan is pretty difficult work, about with the Afghanis, and most of them had never heard of 9/11, didn't know what it was.
Wow.
You know, they just didn't know what the hell happened or what the motivations were for, you know, why are these people here?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call,
exactly.
Ross. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
You know, is there another call on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we'll go to them.
Okay, well, let's go to James in Kentucky. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Hi.
I think two callers ago, there was a guy who basically said that the Iraqi people should pay back the U.S. government for freeing them.
Right. Yeah, he said they should compensate the U.S. for all the extra freedoms that they've gained.
I see. Yeah. There's a documentary on YouTube. It's a really high-quality documentary. I think it was done by Al Jazeera, but it's called After the Americans. And a journalist goes back to Iraq for the first time since, like, the first bombs fell. And he just talks to the Iraqi people and, you know, what they went through, was it worth it? And most of them say, you know, yes, there was a dictator. Yes, it was horrible before, but, you know.
Now we got a new set of problems.
Yeah, and it's worse now. Because, you know, however many, there was a statistic, however many, you know, women are widows now, you know, how many, you know, people are without homes. Yeah. Even their graveyards have been destroyed. It's just, I mean, I would recommend everyone watch that, you know, especially when people are talking about, you know, the Iraqis reimbursing the United States.
To me, it's like the post office has a rule. If you get sent something that you didn't order, you can keep it. Now, if there was some value to a war that the United States government, and frankly, the vast majority of the United States people, the newspapers and the average person on the street, myself included, supported these wars. And these wars were about yellow cake. They were about weapons of mass destruction. They weren't about freeing the Iraqi people. So,
suddenly it kind of shifted there, didn't it? Yeah.
So we didn't find any yellow cake, but you should compensate us for the freedoms you got. Look, we've brought you stuff. And I tend to think that the Iraqi people have nothing to compensate the United States for.
People say, like, oh, they got the freedom to vote. Well, really? They got the freedom to vote for, like, some U.S.-approved A or B, and they also, by the way, have to, like, endure violence if they go to the polling place? I mean, that's...
And to participate in a statistically insignificant act.
Exactly.
I mean, it must be really
cool
to vote...
like freedom to me.
...in a world where you couldn't vote before. James, I do appreciate the call. Thank you.
Maybe.
But
maybe a lot of them realize it doesn't actually make a difference.
Statistically, it's not a particularly
significant act. Yeah. Do you remember what the name of that documentary was? Because I'd like to tweet out the link to our listeners. And by the way, you can follow Free Talk Live on Twitter.
The Way We Were?
The Way We Were. Yeah, sounds right.
You can take a look and check it out for me. Let's go to Mitchell in Texas. Mitchell, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I have no Cowboy report tonight because they played on Thanksgiving.
Was it a bye week?
No, they lost as usual.
Well, my butt's lost too. Go ahead.
I called in because of JFK November 22nd, which I remember very well.
Is that, is it just passed by, the anniversary? Okay.
Yes. And the point here is this. I read an article when I was up at the ranch in Austin on that day, and the Austin paper did a pretty good editorial or whatever you want to call it. And the thing was this. Are we freer today than we were yesterday? Because you hear today, we're not free, we're not free, we're not free, and all this stuff. And so they did a comparison.
From when to when?
1962.
62, okay.
About a year before he died.
All right.
Till today, okay?
Okay.
So 50 years.
All right. And this is the Austin paper?
Yeah, Austin American Statesman.
The American Statesman, all right.
Okay, and here's the gig. In 1962... there was a draft.
Yep.
So you weren't free. Today, there's no draft.
That much is true.
Okay. In 1962, check this out. You couldn't own a telephone. It was a crime.
That's right. You had to rent it from AT&T.
Well, or the Southwestern Bell. That's right.
Right. From Ma Bell. Right.
It's from Ma Bell. In 1962, you could not own a gold bar.
Still? Okay.
You could not. It was a crime. Today, you can't.
All right. Well, you could get on an airplane without getting the blue glove, love. But do you have some more of this, Mitchell? Do you have more, Mitchell?
Well, I could have a lot more, but
I want to hear it. I think this is very interesting. Please hold the line. Bring you back here. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.